Hello. If you're able to, please close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Relax your shoulders. Unclench your jaw. Take another deep breath in. And another breath out. You can open your eyes now. My name is David, and welcome to Mindful Moments. How are you today? I hope you're very well. In fact, would you mind if we did one more deep breath? Take another deep breath in. And another breath out. Thanks for indulging me. That one was just for me. I'm very, very happy to be back. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been here. I've been in Ghana over the last few weeks with my family and my partner. It's been absolutely incredible. It was an absolutely incredible trip. I'm so glad I went. I really feel a sense of calm and a sense of peace being back from this trip. I got a lot out of it. I posted a short video on Instagram about my trip to Ghana. I've started a new series on Instagram and on TikTok actually, where I, every couple of weeks, post a video in the style of a FaceTime where I kind of update on what's going on in my life. So if you ever are curious or want to hear a little bit more about what's going on in my day to day, then feel free to check that out. And in one of those videos, I talked about my trip to Ghana and my biggest takeaways from it. So if you want more about my trip to Ghana, that's where to find it. But had a wonderful time. And I am very, very happy to be back here with you. I feel very relaxed, very comfortable being back in this position. And I really hope you feel the same sense of happiness and familiarity now that we're back together, reunited. Being back means being back into my normal life, into my normal schedule. If you remember, just before I left, I was talking about how I was struggling a little bit with a routine. And it's been similar since I've got back. I'm trying out different things, because I've realized that my previous routine that was working so well for me isn't working so well anymore. So I'm trying out different things to try and figure out a new normal for myself. And that's a challenge that I'm determined to undertake, if not happy that I have to undertake it. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about dealing with things mentally and dealing with things in reality, and how sometimes it can be so much more daunting to actually deal with something or undertake something when you think about it for too long. A lesson I learned very early in my academic career when I was in school is that procrastination of homework, schoolwork, essays, the thought of doing those tasks was always a lot harder than actually doing those tasks. Yes, homework, essays, etc. were not fun. They were very difficult. I always chose essay-based subjects. I was very much involved in the humanities rather than the science side of things, or the science and math sides of things. So all my subjects always included a lot of writing, a lot of reading. Those things suit me generally, but essays, writing essays, I really didn't like writing essays and always had an essay to write. At any given point, I had an essay to write. And thinking about writing those essays was always worse than actually sitting down and doing them. It wasn't pleasant to do them, but at least in doing them, I was getting them done. In thinking about them, I was thinking about the hypothetical difficulty of doing them, feeling the stress and anxiety of that difficulty without actually accomplishing anything. Of course, before you tackle any task, before you do anything, you think about it first. I'm no longer talking about schoolwork, I'm talking generally. Before you do something, you think about it, hopefully. And there is merit always to think about things you do before you do them. It's a good thing to think about things before you do them, as a general rule. There comes a point where you think too much and thinking about things no longer serves you. You have to act. That's how I feel with a lot of the things I'm doing at the moment in life. I tend to like to plan. I like to plan out the things that I'm doing. And I plan and plan and think and think. And sometimes I get to a point where the planning and thinking is no longer serving me. I just have to actually do it. But in all my planning and in all my thinking, in my desire to negate any possible problem before it comes up, in my desire to avoid any discomfort before I have to feel it, I sometimes will think too hard, build something up too much in my head, and take far too long to actually tackle it in reality, because all I'm thinking about is the difficulty of that thing rather than actually doing the thing. There are some things in life which you need to make real and then deal with. Make it real, then deal. And that's how I'm trying to approach things at the moment. Things are so much more difficult in the hypothetical. I've proven to myself many times over that if I set my mind to something, I can do it. I've shown myself that in many ways. I've been able to show up for myself and be disciplined and do the things that I know I need to do. So by now, I feel that I'm at a point where if I actually sit down to do something or actually commit to doing something and start acting on it, even if difficulties arise, I'm able to deal with those difficulties and get through them. But no matter how often I've done that in the past, there are always going to be things that are daunting to me in nature. There are going to be things that the thought of is very big and a little bit scary that cause me a little bit of fear and anxiety, and I'll be reluctant to approach and reluctant to start doing because I don't want to feel the potential difficulty that I could feel by doing those things. In most cases, the hypothetical is worse than the reality of a daunting situation. Things aren't daunting for no reason. I don't anticipate difficulty in certain things because I'm scared or because I'm overthinking. Quite often, if something is daunting to me, it's for a good reason. If something makes me feel a little bit fearful or a little bit anxious, it's for a good reason. It's because there's going to be something within that thing that's difficult to me, that doesn't come naturally, that I'm going to have to learn. It's going to bring me difficulties that I don't particularly want to deal with. I just think the difficulties will be worth what comes at the end. That's not going to make the difficulties any less difficult. All that said, sitting and thinking about the difficulties for too long can put me off acting. And at a certain point, thinking about the difficulties doesn't serve me anymore. At a certain point, the only thing that's left to do is actually act and do the things and see what difficulties come up. Because, as we all know, none of us can actually predict the future. Even if I think that something might bring me a certain difficulty, I may be correct, but the only way to find out what that difficulty is, and crucially, the only way to deal with that difficulty, is to actually experience it. And the only way to actually experience it is to start acting and to get going and to actually do the thing that I find daunting. If it's something that I'm going to do anyway, I know I'm going to do, I know I have the desire to do, it's daunting to me, it causes me some fear, but ultimately I know I'm going to do it anyway. The best thing for me to do is understand that I'm scared of it, explore those feelings to the extent where I've thought about everything I can think about, and then actually act. Because it's impossible, really, to deal with a hypothetical difficulty. If a difficulty is in my head, it's imagined, it's potentially in the future, I can't actually tackle that. If I'm doing something and a difficulty arises, I'm able to practically deal with that difficulty. I'm able to practically deal with that difficulty. There we go. And in practically dealing with that difficulty, I'm actually making real progress towards the thing that I want to do. I'm actually tackling an issue or dealing with a daunting thing or growing and becoming what I want to become because I'm actually acting. There's only so far that thought can go. At some point, thought has to become action. Bring all of those thoughts to a real tangible application in my life right now. I've come back from 2 separate stints of traveling. I have a lot of creative things I want to do in the next few months. I am very aware that I'm entering a period in the year where typically a lot is asked of me creatively, work-wise, and in my personal life. And I know that it's going to really benefit me to find a new routine and find a new way to continue to do the things I do and to essentially be better at the things I do as well. I've talked before about restlessness being an indication that it's time to grow and to become something different to what you were before. And that's what I feel now. I feel that sense of, I need to kick into another gear. I need to change into a different, take on different skills, change into a different version of myself, try out new things. I need to do all of those things. And all of that is very daunting. All of that has made me feel like doing absolutely nothing. And honestly, even me saying all this today is part of, you know, when you say something out loud, so you hold yourself accountable to it. This is part of that. I know these things are required of me. They're all very daunting. And I've thought about these things and thought about them and thought about them so much that now really the only thing to do is do something, is actually to do something. Which is exciting as well. As the things that are daunting to us have a very, exist on the side of a coin, and on the other side of the coin is excitement and something very good. You grow by pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So being daunted by something and thinking of something and it causing you a little bit of fear isn't a negative thing in nature. As I said, you think about things before you do them because it's good to have some idea or sense of what you're getting yourself in for, of what you're going into. At the same time, at a certain point, there's been enough thinking. And that's where I'm right now. Now is the time for me to try and act and do the things that I know I need to do. And rather than imagining the potential difficulties that could arise from me trying things, to actually do the things. And then if difficulties arise, deal with them. And in doing that, I actually get to benefit rather than sitting and thinking and not doing anything at all. I guess I need to be brave. And that is what I'm determined to do. Thanks very much for listening to that. It's really wonderful to be back. As I said, I hope you have the same sense of familiarity and happiness that we're back together again. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Whatever you're doing this week, I hope you have a wonderful one.